There is some very high-quality food coming out of China, too. In fact, Chinese foie gras and truffle producers are taking aim at the world's gourmet food markets with some success, as NPR's Louisa Lim reports from southwestern China.
I'm now trudging through the forest on the outskirts of the Chinese city of Kunming, and I'm following in the footsteps of Li Yongbin, who for 5 months of the year is a truffle hunter. It's a little known fact that China is the world's top truffle producer, producing more truffles than France and Italy put together. And Mr. Li is taking me to show me where and how he collects his truffles.
We
don't use pigs or dogs, he says. We just depend on our experience. On a good day, he can gather 40 pounds of truffles single-handedly. This potato-shaped fungus, much prized by connoisseurs, is a relatively new commodity here. Around 20 years ago, they were eaten only by wild animals. But times and markets change. Wow, so I've just stepped into the refrigerated vault of this truffle company. It's extremely cold in here. There's ice above the door and ice on all the walls. It's minus 18 degrees centigrade. And the truffles are kept locked in this vault as if they were an extremely precious, valuable commodity.
For all the ferocious security, China's truffles are relatively cheap, only a tenth or less the cost of French truffles. According to those in the know, they're far inferior in taste. But Wu Jianming, who exports a third of China's truffles, disagrees.
There's no big difference in taste. The smell is slightly different, but the feel of the truffles in the mouth is the same.
He's planning on cultivating truffles, a move bound to ruffle European purists even further. He concedes that Europe's truffle markets are threatened by Chinese products, but says European suppliers must learn to adapt.
In the past, they had a monopoly, and now they are threatened, so they are trying to undermine our product. Black French truffles used to be a status symbol. Now they're cheaper and more people can afford them. That has to be a good thing.
Whether or not they're democratizing the gourmet food market, China's businessmen realize there's big money in gastronomy. Last year, a sturgeon breeding farm in central China exported its first batch of caviar, 1,000 pounds of it. It boasts the largest collection of sturgeon species in the world, including breeds which are extinct in the wild. My request to visit was turned down. And now, Chinese businessmen are also tackling the final part of the trinity of Epicurean delights, foie gras, or fatty goose liver, made by force-feeding geese to enlarge their livers. Goslings chirping. China's now the world's third largest foie gras producer, after France and Israel.
So this is the noise of geese being force-fed. Basically, the woman who's doing it grabs each goose one by one by the neck, and she sticks a foot-long iron pipe down their gullets. That noise you've just heard is the sound of corn being fed directly into the bird's stomach.
Here, geese are force-fed corn four times a day for the last 3 weeks of their life. The farm is run by Jing Songhe, who raises 500,000 geese a year. He denies the practice is cruel.
It makes no difference whether you force-feed birds or kill them directly. The final result is the same.
Outside China, an anti-foie gras movement is gaining momentum. The city of Chicago banned the sale of foie gras last year, and it will be outlawed in California in 5 years' time. The European Union has set a 15-year grace period to phase out the practice of force-feeding. But China has no regulations regarding force-feeding animals. Indeed, the local government even has a 10% stake in Mr. Jing's business. And he's not worried about the influence of animal rights campaigners.
Because they're opposing foie gras, their country stopped producing it. But the citizens of their country still want to eat foie gras, so it can only mean my prospects are improving.
Tucking into a big slice of foie gras, he boasts his product is tastier than French goose liver as the force feeding here is done manually, not by machine as it is overseas, with labor, feed and production costing just a fraction of what they would overseas. He believes China's set to be the world's top foie gras producer in just 5 years. China's businessmen really believe they can dominate the peaks of gastronomy. But do their products measure up? Louisa Lim, NPR News, Yunnan.
Tomorrow, we put China's gourmet products to the taste test, enlisting the help of Shanghai's top chefs.